from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
All right, we're going to hear some Barry Zito music coming up shortly. Buck is telling us that it's, quote, something.
Yeah.
End quote.
Yeah. I got a good idea.
I think he's going for like a Jason Mraz-ish kind of a thing.
Again, ooh. I think I was onto something when I said Lesbian Seagull.
You like Jason Mraz.
Big fan. His little tiny pork pie hat or whatever he wears.
We'll get to that in a second. This happened while I had the COVID, but I saw LeBron got a new deal.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be making $52 million a year.
Yes. Hey, he took a big discount.
Yeah, he did.
I think $3 million over 2 years.
So they could shave off $7 million for Bronny.
Yeah, that's right. Because Bronny got a contract, right?
Like a real good one.
Like a real good one. Guaranteed, like $2 million a year. Fully guaranteed for some unknown reason.
And it's like it's a 4-year deal worth $7 million. The previous year's pick from the 55th slot, it was a 2-way for $500,000.
Yeah.
Do you think when you're LeBron and you make $80 million a year on endorsements, that your $50 million a year contract is like,
nah, whatever. 50 mil is still 50 mil.
I know, but he took
$1.5 million a year less.
Well, right, but still, it's like, if that's your only source of income,
yeah,
you're like, no way I'm taking a discount. I'm LeBron freaking James. Pay me $55
million. Yeah.
But he makes $80 million. Last year, he made $80 million in endorsements.
I think he's worth $1 billion. Jalen Brunson took a bunch less, like a significant chunk less.
Now, see, he's interesting because he doesn't make $80 million
no, he does
in
not.
Endorsements.
No.
But LeBroni.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, his salary is like play money.
I'm sure at this point, most things to LeBron is play money. I don't think it was always that way, but at this point, yes. I do not think money is the overall driver for LeBron, but if he was serious and it was about winning titles, then LeBron would have taken a salary of $25 million and they could have gone and added.
Nah, let's not get crazy.
Well, I mean, I'm serious. Like, that dude's worth Brady didn't do anything that extreme, but I mean, it is essentially what Tom Brady did.
Yeah.
And if LeBron wanted to, because the Lakers are against the cap, LeBron could have played on a cheap deal. I mean, there was talk of him, like Phoenix supposedly was talking about, hey, we'll draft your kid and come here and play cheap and you can join our big crew. But, like, you know, for instance, like, if he had taken a really, really cheap-ass deal, could you have gone out and signed, like, OG, you know, or instead of the Knicks or someone like that, and used the max salary on him and just said, hey, dude, I'm going to play my last 2 years on a league minimum or a veteran minimum, you know, whatever it is, $10 million deal, go out and get another star, and I want another ring. But that's not happening.
Hey, had to sign Bronny, man.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between taking $1 million less a year and taking $30 million less a year.
So the top five U.S. team sport athletes mm-hmm. by 2024 base salary, how many do you think you can name? So LeBron's contract got me thinking. You know, LeBron is the king. He's yes. the chosen one.
Yeah.
But I was looking at $52 million a year. I'm like, is that even in the top five?
In the world?
No. U.S. Oh. team sport athletes 2024 base salary.
Well, there's no... Well, I mean, I'd say some of the quarterbacks now are getting up there.
So number one is number one by far.
Number one by far. U.S. athlete. It's not in hockey.
Well, they don't have to be American. Oh. I mean, U.S. sports.
Shohei
Ohtani will make $70 million.
Yeah. Although not really, because he's making like $2 million. In 2020,
he's doing the whole deferment thing.
Yeah,
yeah, but
on average,
his base salary
is 70 mil.
Or yeah, average base salary.
Yeah.
Next closest, by the way, in baseball is Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander at $43 million.
Yeah.
And now they're talking about Ohtani. I don't know if you've seen this, but there's a whole thing about him maybe giving up pitching.
What?
Yeah.
Because well, I mean, this was his second surgery, right? His
yeah, exactly.
Tommy John.
They're like they need him to hit, so stop pitching. I don't know. It's kind of a dumb argument when he's so good at both, but. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's
that's a thing.
I mean, what he's doing right now at the plate is amazing, but it's not worth $73 million.
70.
70. Either way.
Shave $3 million off that.
Yeah, well.
Okay, how many of the other four do you think you can name?
Well, so we got Shohei.
It's kind of a weird group.
It's a weird group. Who's the highest paid guy in the NBA?
He is number two. He will make $55.7 million. He'll be number two behind Ohtani.
Did he just sign the deal? Is this a recent?
Because like Tatum just signed,
yeah,
but
Tatum
I don't know
just
if.
Signed.
I don't think he just signed. He's a little older.
He's a little older. Yeah. So it's not like Lillard, is it?
No.
Yeah, Lillard, Tatum just signed. Kevin Durant, Steph Curry.
There you go.
Who?
There
Steph
you go. Curry.
Steph
yeah.
Curry.
$55.7 million. Next closest in the NBA will be Joel Embiid. And Nikola Jokic,
mm-hmm.
and then, of course, LeBron at
sure.
at 52. Three, four, and five are all from the same sport.
Three, four, and five. Well, it's got to be the NBA, right?
Like or quarterback, quarterback, quarterback?
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I keep – because NFL salaries aren't that way. But, yeah, quarterbacks. So, Mahomes?
Yep. Mahomes, no.
Rodgers.
Believe it or not. No, Rodgers, no.
No, Rodgers.
Shut up.
Who just got signed?
Yep, think that.
Who just got big quarterback deals?
Think
Joe
that.
Burrow, Justin Goff. Herbert.
Yep, Joe Burrow is three. He'll make $55
million. Yeah.
Jared Goff is fifth. He'll make $53 million. Herbert, just short of that, 52 and a half.
Josh Allen, maybe?
Nope, you're missing one guy. This guy is a top five.
Lamar.
Top five. No, he's behind Herbert. Mm. Top five. U.S. sports best paid athletes in 2024. Mind blowing that this guy
like
is
Daniel Jones.
No, it's Trevor Lawrence.
Oh yeah, he just signed his deal. You know what's crazy is that if you had to believe some of these numbers, we could be replacing those in the next 3 months with
yes.
Jordan Love, Tua Tagovailoa, and Dak Prescott
and Brock Purdy. You said,
yeah. Bill Barnwell today said that he thinks, from what he's hearing, that Brock Purdy could ink this year a 5-year deal. With an average annual value of $65 million.
God.
So that would put Brock Purdy, too, behind Ohtani.
Yep.
Think about that.
That's crazy.
That by the midpoint of this year, that Brock Purdy could be the second highest paid athlete
in
the United States.
Yeah, isn't that the beauty of sports right there, though?
Yes.
That, what draft was that, 2021?
Yeah, 3 years ago, whatever. Mr. Irrelevant?
Mr. Irrelevant. Okay. No, let's take the top two. So let's go back 5 years.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you that the two highest paid athletes in U.S. sports will be some Japanese guy that you've never heard of.
That, by the way, pitches and hits. And you're like, what?
He's better than Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
You'd be like, shut up.
Get out of here.
And the other guy is Mr. Irrelevant.
The last pick in the draft.
The last pick in the draft, and he played quarterback at Iowa State. I mean, that's why sports are great.
So
right there.
It's just so dumb. It is absolutely absurd. And yet, they pale behind the highest paid. I looked up in the world. And
The soccer guys.
Yeah, the soccer bros. You know what old Cristiano Ronaldo is making?
$250 million?
$260.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
And then Mbappe.
$60 million. They said John Rahm comes in at number two because of the live thing.
Yeah.
So Rahm's going to make 218 next year, just next year. Then Messi, and Messi's is hard. Messi comes in at 135, but this, they're saying that that is probably inaccurate because Messi would be number one with all of the back end stuff he's getting. But,
what's he getting paid by Miami to play out?
$65 million.
A year?
Yeah.
And he, I mean, obviously he's on the backside of his career too. I think he was making substantially more than that when he was with like Barcelona.
Hey, is he kicking a lot of ass for them or what?
Yeah. When he plays, and he doesn't play all the time, he won't play on artificial turf and he's a little chipped up. But when he plays, he's the best.
He's awesome.
He's unbelievable.
He was kind of banged up going into Copa America and then he really jacked up his ankle in the final. And now MLS fans are refunding tickets for people that bought them to see Messi.
Yeah. Dude, there were people, and the bummer is like he'll never play in Portland because he won't play on the turf.
No artificial turf.
Yeah, he won't do it.
Man, but, can you imagine the ticket to go see him if he played here?
Well, and that's what there was an article that I saw. I think it was in the Wall Street Journal not too long ago that basically what season ticket holders are doing is they're paying for their entire season tickets by selling the Miami game.
Yeah, but I think if I had season tickets to the Timbers and Messi came through, I'd go.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, me and my buddy, because he's got season tickets, my buddy that I go to. And when he came over and was that, we were having that discussion. I was like, do you sell your Miami tickets? And then we found out about the artificial turf thing, and it was like, well, it doesn't matter.
Well, what's the price?
That's
look,
the price, yeah.
Sometimes the number is so high that it's like, I got to sell those tickets.
Yeah, well, I mean, his seats are field-level seats, food and drink included, and they are on the field. Those, a four-top? It would go for thousands upon thousands of dollars.
Yeah, so maybe you sell them, try to get in another way.
Yeah,
and then
you sell them and you buy cheapos to try to be up.
It's like trading back in the draft. You know, we'll sit in the upper section. We'll just try to get something out of this.
Are there cheapos though to a game like that?
No, but it's not going to run you know, $8,000 to buy a four top. But yeah, like that Mbappe, he's 110. The soccer guys, Neymar, 108. Yeah, it's all soccer. But the key is, kids, don't play basketball. Go play soccer. Like, the highest paid athletes are all soccer players.
Go play intramurals, brother.
Yeah.
All right.
And now that the Saudis got that money, that's what you need to do. Just get in bed with the Saudis.
Oregon and Southwest Washington athletes in Paris. Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.